how pervasive is lung cancer in general and in our region?
So lung cancer is one of the most common cancers, not only in our area, but also worldwide. Something like 180,000 people per year are diagnosed with lung cancer in the U.S., and it's the most common lung cancer that we treat in Baptist Health here.
Is there more than one type of lung cancer?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two major categories. One's called a non-small cell lung carcinoma, and then the other is a small cell carcinoma. And then between the two, there's a less common cancer called a carcinoid. And then of the first category, we talked about the non-small cell, there's two major classifications, which is adenocarcinoma and a squamous cell carcinoma. The adenocarcinoma tends to be a little more aggressive than does squamous cell carcinoma.
The question I'm afraid to ask, what is the survival rate of someone diagnosed with the disease?
The survival of somebody gets diagnosed with lung cancer depends a lot at the time of what we call the stage or their presentation. Staging is a way for us to describe how far along a cancer is. So it kind of makes sense if you only have a cancer in the lung and in one spot only, and it's a very, very small size, that would be the least advanced. And then the more advanced is an increasing in size tumor. And then we look at the lymph nodes, where the lymph nodes are also with tumor, and then other places outside the chest or, let's say, in other parts of the lung. So when we look at how somebody presents, and we'll talk about, you know, later on about how we potentially can help to make a big difference in terms of changing somebody's survival, but if we can catch somebody in an earlier stage, that's the best chance for survival. In fact, best case scenario with a small size lesion and having a squamous cell type pathology, you're potentially seeing a 75 to 80% survival, you know, at 5 years. Unfortunately, a lot of folks don't present at that early of a stage. Many present advanced. And so then you may hear what most people, I think, are more familiar with, which is people coming in as quickly as 3 to 6 months of survival with a very advanced level of lung cancer.
What are some ways that someone can prevent lung cancer on their own in their everyday life? What are some risk management strategies?
So the very first thing I think to emphasize is to discuss the relationship between smoking and lung cancer. And so it appears to be a very strong connection between lung cancer and smoking. So if somebody is a non-smoker, the risk of lung cancer, it's not zero, but it's very low. So first and foremost, risk factor modification is, you know, if you are a smoker, you should try to quit. If you're a non-smoker, you know, remain so. Other causes of lung cancer include like radon exposure, so making sure your home is appropriately screened. And then the last thing is if somebody is a smoker, there is now a recent push toward what we call lung cancer screening with a low-dose CT scan. And so that's something where now Medicare, most insurance companies will actually cover that. And so if somebody's a smoker, they should talk with their physician so that way they can, you know, express their concerns, and first and foremost, work towards trying to quit smoking. But secondly, is to work towards getting a scan if they meet certain criteria, and they could potentially be screened over many years to make sure that lung cancer is caught early and when it's, you know, treatable highly, as opposed to, you know, presenting late where it's spread to other places. And that's where the major risk factor modifications.
What is the treatment like for those with the diagnosis?
So the treatment depends on what stage they are. So if it's caught early, it's in one spot. And when we talk about the lung, we talk about whether it's lung is one whole side. And then if you break down to smaller parts, it's what's called a lobe. And so we try to offer those who have a single focus or a spot of lung cancer, we try to offer what's called a lobectomy. And that can be the only treatment necessary for somebody who presents in an early stage. If they have something that's been resected, but either a very large tumor or with other lymph nodes, then they may need a combination of chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. And then sometimes patients aren't candidates for surgery at all, and they are best served by chemotherapy and radiation. Sometimes some folks aren't very healthy at all. They have very severe lung disease, like severe emphysema. They're not very healthy, and so not good candidates for chemotherapy. And radiation can be used to treat some folks for lung cancer as well.
So you are a cardiothoracic surgeon. For those who don't know, can you describe what cardiothoracic surgery is, sort of at a, on a surface level? And then also, you mentioned some screenings earlier. Have there been any other recent like advancements or breakthroughs in recent years?
So for a cardiothoracic surgeon, it is a surgeon who focuses on cardiac or thoracic, you know, structures of the chest. And so that includes the heart, the aorta, which is a large blood vessel that comes off the heart, lungs, and then the esophagus. And that's our focus as a cardiothoracic surgeon. You had said other recent treatments. The big push right now is to help identify other ways of identifying weaknesses or other novel ways of treating a lung cancer. So not only trying to give chemotherapy, which is almost like a shotgun approach, we're trying to develop what's called targeted therapies where, you know, people can get certain type of regimens that will directly focus on a specific kind of lung cancer. So sometimes now when a cancer is taken out and they need chemotherapy, other tests are done, not just to say it's an adenocarcinoma, but look at some of the gene testing to see if a specific type of chemotherapy may be better than another. And so that's helping to hopefully change the outcome of lung cancer.
There's an event this Thursday called Shine a Light on Lung Cancer. Can you tell me a little bit about the event?
Yeah, it's a pretty exciting opportunity to have many folks come together who may have had somebody else in their family or a friend. You know, unfortunately, lung cancer is very common. And so many of us have had somebody in either close or close family-related or a friend who has lung cancer. So it's a chance to get together, find, you know, peace with each other, and try to celebrate the strength of everybody trying to fight lung cancer.
And the event is Thursday, November 5th at 5 p.m. in the Larry Barton Atrium at Baptist Health Paducah.
Yes.
And it's a free event?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, we encourage everybody to come if they can.
Dr. Nicholas Lopez, thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you kindly. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.